WQ2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Wright. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens. Proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now it's Thursday. What, today's Tuesday. Something's happening Thursday night.
Thursday night, all the children, well, a lot of the children will be out walking up and down the streets, maybe dressed as witches with witches' hats or black capes on, wizards, and knocking on the doors for trick-or-treats for Halloween.
Yes.
I remember when I was young, we had no idea what Halloween was. And I know that I've been accused, I have actually been accused in the past for celebrating it, because people think it's an American custom, but it's not. It's actually it's of Celtic origin. It comes from Ireland and Wales. It's from the ancient festival. It's called Samhain. I'm not very good at pronouncing Irish words. Samhain, which marks the end of summer, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere. And the Irish custom was to bake and share a sweet loaf of bread called Barm Breck. Now, Barm stands for yeasty fermented liquor, and Breck means speckled, and this bread is speckled with sultanas and raisins. And I know that Paddy the Baker, who's down there at Miranda, he's got a shop front there, and he also does all the markets on the Saturdays. He bakes the Barm Breck for Halloween, and he's told me that it's associated with, because Halloween is associated with fortune-telling and divination, they used to bury a wedding ring inside the Barm Breck. Sometimes they'd also put a coin, a pea or a thimble. And then people would go looking, of course, for these inside the Barm Breck. If you got the wedding, it meant that you're well and truly going to be married within the next year. But if you got the thimble, it meant you were destined to be a spinster. So, yes, he's baking that Barm Breck again this year. And you'll find him down there on the Kingsway at Miranda, 567 the Kingsway.
Okay, that's Halloween, but before that, there's something happening tomorrow, isn't there?
Tomorrow, there's a cherry auction out at Sydney Markets. Now, this cherry auction's fantastic because since 1980, which is when the first one was held, it's raised over $1 million for various charities. And tomorrow, they're looking for a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the Save Our Sons charity. And the MC for the auction will be Glenn Wheeler. And Australia's Got Talent winner Mark Vincent will also be out there. So you've got to be there at 7 a.m. It's an early start, and the auction actually takes off at 8 o'clock. So get out there early. Great fun, and the first box of cherries, and I really hope to have a great season, because so often the cherries, especially out at Young, are spoilt by hail and rain.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Now, one other thing I just wanted to tell you too was that Halloween is always or usually associated with pumpkins, the carving of pumpkins, and it's only in the last few years that we've had the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins available in Australia. You'll see them in all the supermarkets. Now, they're a really good one to carve out with the children because the skin's not too tough. But I was down at Bundanoon at the weekend looking at the absolutely beautiful gardens open down there, and I went to the Quest for Life community garden in just near the railway station in Bundanoon. And they have a scarecrow in the garden. There are a lot of scarecrows all through Bundanoon, actually. And I noticed a number of pumpkins thrown on the compost heap, and I thought how sad that was. But they'd already been spoilt. They had pests inside them, so you certainly can't use those ones. But look for the jack-o'-lantern ones at the supermarket and carve them out with the kids. It's great fun. And then decorate them with spiders.
And mention
a carrot on them for a nose.
Mention of jack-o'-lantern reminds me of jacarandas. Aren't they magnificent? Early this year, but magnificent.
Absolutely stunning. Honestly, Sydney is just breathtakingly beautiful at the moment.
And what is your recipe?
To tie in with the pumpkin theme, I'm doing a recipe this week for a pumpkin and coconut soup. It's lovely and spicy. It's got some red curry paste in it, sort of a Thai flavour, some coconut cream, and a little bit of chilli, and you can garnish it with very thinly sliced kaffir lime leaves.
And it's on your website, which
is SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.